how can I help you?
Hey, Steven?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Doing good. How was the weekend?
Painful.
How so?
Just my body hurts, period.
One of those weekends?
I just can't get over it. My legs hurt, my back hurts, my whole body hurts. I feel like I should just crawl into a shallow grave and get it over with. Well, did you ever get paperwork back from me? Because I had such a really bad week last week that I don't even know what the hell I did.
No. We had the discussion there. I think it was on Thursday. I tried following up with you Friday, but you were pretty swamped with work. So I think we just scheduled a time here today to kind of circle back and reassess.
Just last week, everything I did, we didn't finish one damn thing.
Just tacked away at a bunch of little things.
It just seemed like everything took longer than it should have, and then we kept on. We were in this big ass house, and then every time we got in another room, we're like, "Oh shit, we got to do that. Oh shit, we got to do."
One thing after another.
Yeah,
I got you. No, yeah, but I just wanted to circle back. I know you said you're going to be looking to do a bunch of things here with the business as far as expansion.
Because we're trying to get a progress payment out of them, and we were trying to get a progress payment out of them for 2 weeks now, and they came up with some kind of bullshit excuse, so I was trying to make sure they had no bullshit excuse. So that's what I was.
I got you.
Killing myself to get the progress payment.
Just get some sort of a cash.
Well, this job's got this job has 176 drawers, dovetail drawers in it, and we haven't got that part yet. Yeah, this job's got I don't remember how many boxes there are, but we have the entire shop full. We put about $50,000 in lumber on this job so far, and we got to get some more. And it's just like we made 2/3 of the doors from scratch. We got to make the rest of the doors. They're all inside mount, inch thick. They're crazy. I think there were 78 boxes or something like that, and they weren't small. They were all big because we don't build like other cabinet companies where we build box to box.
Yeah.
I'll build an 8-foot box.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll build what a max material I can do with no seams, so there's no seams. And then when we put box to box, unless they're stepped, we don't put a seam with box to box. We interlock them. So I'll leave a side open. I'll leave a side open like a puzzle, and we'll slap it together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to circle back. I wasn't sure what time scale wise what you were going to be looking at for the business.
One of the problems was making sure I have money in the account while we're doing this so that I don't, so you guys will pass me. It's normal. I understand that. And we were hoping to get this $15,000 check from them. That's the big thing. So
I got you.
Because this last beginning or the end of this last month might not look that good on the bank statements just because they haven't paid me. They owe me $60,000 right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I need to collect.
Yeah.
And then I have a kitchen that I got to finish building. That's another $7,500 balance. And then I have two refaces, which are about probably $6,000 each. Balance, and then I have another thing somewhere in there, and it's a matter of flipping it and paying the lumber bill and getting all the parts assembled.
Yeah.
The
$60,000 project one. What's the time frame on that for it to be completed?
Completed probably with what we have in that part right now. Probably the beginning of November.
Okay, so you still got about a month left on it.
Yeah, and then they have other stuff they want us to do.
I got you.
He wants me to build this huge wine cellar downstairs, and then he wants me to do all the closets that are built in. Her master closet's bigger than my bedroom.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's probably like 25 feet by 15 feet wide by 14 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's one of those closets where you're going to walk in there, and you're going to have clothes all the way around, and then you're going to have some kind of built-in island in the middle with drawers.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done a few of them.
Sounds like a rough life.
Well, shit, their guest house garage, this is a... I thought it was 8,500 square foot house, but I think it's over 10,000 with both, with all the things. They haven't even built the cabana yet. So, and I have to do that too with a sauna and the whole schmear. So,
Jesus.
That's just woodworking. I'm just doing, all I'm doing is the cabinetry part. The original order on this without any change orders was 140,000, and I'm not doing any tile, electrical, nothing. This is one of the few jobs where I'm not doing everything, and I'm just doing the cabinets. And we started building it. We were supposed to start building it in June. We couldn't start building it until July because they didn't even have the framing in.
I see.
You know, they wanted me to measure frame to frame, so I had to go in the house, which is something that's happening now a lot. These builders want you to go in and measure the studs and deduct the drywall out of it mathematically. They don't even give you a chance to wait until drywall. No, the timeline's too critical, because what happens is a lot of these companies are using prefab cabinets and putting fillers in.
I see.
And ours has no fillers whatsoever. I mean, we've got, our tolerance is between an eighth and a quarter max.
Interesting.
On everything. It's crazy.
So as far as the loan goes on Pearl, were you looking to refi that, or were you looking for a secondary position just for another?
Probably, yes. It'd be better to refi it, wouldn't it? Would it be better off just to pay it off with the new loan or get rid of it?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, we can look at both options for you.
Yeah.
I know you said you did, it was about 500 to 600 in sales last year.
I'm pretty sure it's what I did, but I'm not quite sure. I think it might, you know, once you look at the bank statements, you might figure out it might be different. I don't know. I'm taking a wild-ass guess.
You know, if you're right in that option, I know you said it was original amount of $23,000 on that working capital loan.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get my taxes from my accountant, and when I look at my taxes, I can't even tell what I made, because the way he does them, it shows that I make absolutely nothing. I mean,
we go off top line there, so
the top line I'll show. It's just when the good deductions happen, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I even go to work? It'll show my growth. I don't understand how it works. I just like, huh? It's like I made more money as an employee.
Well, I just received one tax return here to this morning that's 1,700 pages, so having a
1,700 pages.
Yep, having a ball.
And the guy needs a loan.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a reason, so. But
I guess so.
But yeah, as far as refi, I think we could get you qualified for enough to refi it with a little bit additional capital on top, and then you know, with the additional, you can kind of use it forever you see fit, and then, you know, halfway through whatever term you would qualify for, we can look at refinancing options where we'll be able to get you.
If you were making, let's just go lowball on it. Let's say I was making not $50,000 a month. Let's just say, because some months were bad, let's say I was making like $40,000 a month.
Okay.
On average. What kind of loan can I get from you guys, Max?
Yes. I mean, based off of that, if you wanted to go off the $40,000, you're probably going to be right in the, I would say, $40,000 to maybe $55,000.
Okay.
That we could free up for you.
And then, so I just need some running capital, and I'm going to have to move out of this building. That's another problem, because this guy's just being a jerk. I mean, he squeezed my yard out from underneath me. I got to move all that out within 30 days, and then he's just been such an a-hole that it's not worth even staying here anymore.
But the good thing is, too, is if you're going to be running into situations where you're going to need additional capital down the road or you're going to need a piece of equipment, you know, it's definitely something you're going to be able to come back with us. You know, we have those refinancing options. We also have the equipment program there that it's probably something we can look at more down the road once this expansion does take off.
I'm going to have to move to a bigger building, and I'm going to have to be down probably the month of December. I'll be doing some work, but I won't be making a ton of money in December I probably have 50 pieces of equipment in the shop, and probably 10 of them are three phase, and I have to break them all the way down, and then like each one, unless I get a giant semi over here with a company to move it, I've got to go rent one of those. You know those you've seen those forklift trailers before? They drop down.
No.
I think what they do is they the trailer is hydraulic and it drops down from a normal height down to flat so you can drive right on it.
I see.
So I've got to get one of those, put maybe two tools on it, strap it down and drive like 10 miles an hour to get it from point A to point B. And I have to have it with forklift on both sides because I think my sander is probably somewhere around probably 3,000, 4,000 pounds.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I never had to move it before. I only moved it here because this is the only shop I've ever had that was three-phase. So that's when I got all this stuff. And wow. So I was doing this big job up in L.A. for Relativity Media. And I just kept on, took all my money and put it in my tools.
I gotcha.
And thinking that, you know, that it's going to pay off in the future, and I'm hoping it will, because I paid cash for all this crap. So, I should have paid my house off, but I, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to possibly look at another option for you, too, would be is if you own the equipment outright, you could look at just refinancing options there on the equipment.
I own all of my equipment outright.
Yeah, that could be another source of some cash there for you for the business.
I just didn't know how to do that. I'm going to have to log every piece. I've got a bill of sale on it. You know, obviously I bought the equipment for half price. That's the reason why I did it. What happened is I was trying to get a friend of mine to make me some custom doors, and then I found out that he went to the hospital and he couldn't work anymore, and he was selling off all his tools. So I bought some real high-end equipment for like half price from him.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was in like perfect condition. That's the reason why I bought it, because I wouldn't have done it if it, because I have a $25,000 Micron molder, which I got for like, you know, like 10 or 12. And then I've got a 37-inch Micron sander. It's a 37-inch belt pneumatic. It's a double belt machine that stands 37 inches wide.
Yeah.
And that was a $20,000 machine that I got for like 12 as well.
Wow. Yeah, you got to take advantage of those opportunities.
You know what? And the sad part is if I had more money 5-6 years ago, I could have taken crazy advantage of stuff. But now the market's changed. You can't even take advantage of this kind of stuff anymore. It's just not out there.
Yeah.
You know, the only companies that are, the only thing that's going is these auctions that are selling off these big companies. But no matter how low ball they go, at the end of the auction, they go viral, and you know you're really not getting that great of a deal.
Yeah, that's true. You said your August statements might be a little a little low. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have anything that in September there maybe to bump it back up there?
I could also send you 6 months of statements. So
If you could do 6 months, but if August doesn't look great, if you can get a current running balance on September, if it looks a little bit better than that, then.
But I could also tally up and show you the invoices and show you the balance or whatever of what my contracts are as well.
Yeah, of course. That's something we can definitely look at as well.
It's a little bit more work for me to do, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be rolling in here in the near future, it's definitely something I can give to underwriting to consider. But you know, with
everything we have basically at this point on this job, we might have to put out a little bit more material, but most of it's profit. 90% of the material has been purchased.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, as far as equipment goes, it sounds like you're pretty solid for the moment. You know, it's something we.
Yeah. I don't need anything. I got a couple things that don't work properly, but I don't know if you know. It seems like. The problem with equipment is the minute you buy one tool, then you got to get another tool to go with it that does the next step or so on and so on.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of figure out, you know, I mean, and some of it I don't use that often, you know, but it's the ability of actually be able to do the work instead of paying someone else to do it.
Yeah. I definitely get you there. But is it when you might be looking to bring this money on? I know you got some projects that are lined up right now.
I need the money yesterday, but I need to make sure that I do my paperwork properly with you guys and
Putting
that time. So I could use it now because you know, with the progress payment being late and everything, and I need to make some decisions in the next 30 days of what I'm going to do or where I'm going to go.
Okay.
I found some buildings, but I don't know if I want to. Double up my month-to-month rent yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the biggest issue is if I could find a shop this size with a yard, that would be the perfect thing, like a single building. I found one that's 5,000 square feet for $4,000 a month, but I'm paying $2,100 a month here. I know he's going to raise it to $26,000 because I just got the word from my next door neighbor what they did to him. So
yeah, I remember you telling me that.
You know, and then I got to get a yard, so you got to figure out, you know, and then this building could be a little bit bigger. I could actually, I have a 16-foot spray booth that's not installed in this building because he wouldn't let me install it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could get a big enough building where I could section it off and put the booth back up and get it permitted, then I that creates more income for me because then I can actually start selling refinishes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So then we get the painting part of the company back up.
I see. Wow, yeah, you got your hands in a little bit of everything in there with the construction.
Yeah, well we've been I was spoiled. I had a custom shop that was really small, but then I was really high up in a company called L&L Shutters, and we had about 85,000 square feet of building and 200 employees, and we had our own wood mill. So
everything I ever needed,
I just go in and say, hey, can I get this? Can you guys make this for me on the side? And my boss would say, yep, no problem.
Boom.
And instead of selling the company to me, he chickened out at the end and decided to sell it to some huge company and walk. And his problem was he wanted to stay on, him and his wife wanted to stay on for like 2-3 years on salary, you know, after selling the company. Yeah, and then they wanted a certain percent. They wanted so much down, a certain percent, and then they wanted these huge-ass salaries. And I'm like, no, what? If I'm going to buy the company, I don't need you guys standing in my way and paying you guys.
That is.
Go home.
that negates the part of it, buying the business out. That's
That's like me paying them to be their employee.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, you guys are insane. So they finally, you know, sold. They didn't sell their name. They just sold all their equipment and their rights because they had rights to Home Depot.
I see. Just like kind of liquidated everything.
Yeah. So, but they didn't get that good of a deal when they were done. They thought they were, but
yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
I get what you're saying. No, I was just going to say, you know, as far as like the application itself goes, I know you said, you know, we'd need the 6 months of bank statements. If you can get the running current one on September, that might help you out. And then it's just the one page app and your tax return, which I know there's
2015's
a little bit of a struggle, but if you have 14, we can look at that.
I'm sure he sent that one to me.
Yeah, and then we just need the current balance on the Pearl loan that you have. That way we can look at refinancing options on it. But once you get that over to me, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours for what we can do for you. And then the offer will be good for 90 days. So you'll know what you're working with. And then at any point you feel it's going to make sense for the business, you give us the call and we can get you funded in just 24 hours after that.
Yeah, we do it. I think I'll work on it tonight. I would like to get it in this week if I could.
Yeah, if we can at least get you into the system, let's get you approved and see what programs are available for you, and then we can proceed from there.
Yeah, my biggest issue is I wait too long to start one, and then, you know, and then I end up with less money, and I'm just like, okay, I should have done it.
I know. That's the thing. As once the paperwork is in, then it's all just talking numbers and seeing what makes sense.
You know, it's just a matter of I've had thousands of people call me up, and I'm talking thousands. I'm not talking hundreds. I'm talking thousands. Every time I get one of these loans, I get, like, my phone just goes viral.
That usually is the case.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a 50-cent whore on the corner. So,
once one person finds out, it's game over.
Yep. Yeah, I get on the list, and I'm like, yeah. The funny part is, some of them will argue with me. You know, and I'm like, what? I'm like, you know, they're telling me all this. You know, like they get pretty aggressive.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, okay, if you're aggressive with me, I won't buy from you. I mean, it's okay to call me, but it's not okay to get in my face. Because they do. I'm like, shit. I'm like, did you used to sell cars? I'm like.
The worst of the worst right there.
one of my favorite old movies is Used Cars. You ever seen that movie?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh my God, you gotta watch it. It's got I can't remember his name. It one of the parts is there's two car lots and they're across the street from each other. And they've got like They got like hooker dancers on the car to get people in. They're taking like dollar bills on a fishing rod and casting it in the other lot and trying to get lure the people in the other lot. It's crazy.
Well, Steven, I just pulled up the email here that I shot you here last week. It looks like I have everything listed in there that we would need.
All right.
So you got that over there. I'm trying to think here. It's Monday. I'll maybe touch base with you Thursday if I don't hear back from you. But if you can get that paperwork over to me to either tonight or tomorrow within the next few days, at least let's get approved this week, and then we can look at what's available for you there after that.
All right. Fine. Yeah, I think the best thing to do would be to pay off the perch or pearl or whatever, pearl, because it would look better too.
Exactly. Yes, it would.
You know, so I'm trying to build my credit and, you know, to let them, you know, I've done it to where I've had a second before. I don't think that's the way to go.
No, you know, it's definitely a little bit riskier there. So I think if we can get the approval on the refi, things will be looking good for you.
And everybody looks at you like you're crazy or something. So.
No. Right. Well, Steve, you have all that information there. I'll follow up with you here in a few days if I don't hear back. Otherwise, if you have any questions, you can just email me or call me there in my direct dial.
All right, thanks.
No worries, man. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye.